let's talk about fracking in Illinois, first of all. Has it started taking place yet? And if so, where?
Actually, it is not. The rulemaking process is still going on at the agencies that will regulate fracking. We saw the law passed quite a while ago that folks said were the strictest regulations in the country, but the kind of nitty-gritty little rules that still have to be decided are being fought out between business and environmental groups. The environmental groups kind of pushed for the rules to become a little stricter after a first draft came out that they said was a little sloppy. And now the business folks are pretty unhappy with the second draft and are asking the committee that will ultimately decide what the rules are to reconsider and maybe make some changes. So it could be a while before we see any fracking start. But when we do, it's going to be mainly in southern Illinois and in more rural areas.
And we should probably go ahead and explain what the process is for those who may not know.
Sure. So fracking itself has been around in the state for a very long time. I think it was maybe the 40s when it started. And it's pumping water into a well in order to extract a carbon-based fuel, so natural gas or oil. The difference with this new modern kind of fracking, it's called high-volume horizontal fracking, is basically that the drilling is a much larger, covers a much larger area, and a lot more water is used. So it could be millions of gallons of water pumped down the wells. And that's where some of the concern comes in for folks, especially who live close to those wells, because they are worried about that water getting into their drinking water.
And what are some of these chemicals being used?
So I looked at, for my column for Illinois Issues, a study that went on in Texas where they collected the water that came back out of the wells and tested it at several sites. One of the things about fracking is that it hasn't been studied for a really long time or really intensely. So there are a lot of these folks around the country that are really trying to figure out what's in the water, you know, what are the concerns, what's going on, what's the public health threat, if any. And in Texas, they were actually surprised to find, they said the water was not as bad as they thought it was going to be. That doesn't mean it was great. You definitely wouldn't want to drink it. But it was lacking things like benzene, which has been found in other kind of areas associated with fracking. Benzene is a carcinogen. It's a major, you know, public health concern. They did not find that in this water in Texas when they looked in separate sites. They did find some things that, you know, in large quantities can be a public health threat, can cause issues like issues with kidney and liver damage, possibly even cancer. But they said it was very similar to what you might find at a coal operation, which, of course, we're pretty familiar with that here in Illinois.
And you did write that the water can be radioactive, which sounds freaky enough, at least for a non-scientist such as myself. What was the purpose of the study in the first place? What were they trying to find out?
Yeah, so as I said before, there hasn't been a lot of body of research on fracking. I mean, there are people out there doing studies, but, you know, science is kind of a slow process and folks want to replicate studies over and over to be certain that their results were correct. So they were just kind of trying to get a baseline for when that water gets pumped down into the earth and comes back up. What is it like? What's in it? What kind of chemicals are in it? And they're trying to go to many different shale sites, which is the fracking site, to test the water, to get sort of a broad picture of what could be in fracking water after it comes back out of the earth. And the radioactivity, yeah, that can be kind of a common thing. One of the pieces of the rules here in Illinois that's kind of maybe being debated out right now is requiring fracking operations to have a plan for dealing with radioactive water and how they're going to safely dispose of it.
And this water is recycled, it's stored. Tell us a little bit about what happens to the water after it's used.
There are several options. One of the options is injecting it actually into the ground to be stored deep underground. There are some concerns about that. There have been some ties to seismic activity. There's no scientific conclusion that it's absolutely causing earthquakes, but there have been some spikes in seismic activity in areas that have these injection wells for water storage. So kind of the next trend or, you know, horizon that people are looking at is recycling this wastewater. So cleaning it up a little and using it over and over again for fracking. That way, you know, they're not going through millions of gallons of water for a one-time use and then getting rid of it. But the study in Texas found that the current recycling method could pose some threats. Basically, the water is cleaned up with chlorine and then put back into the earth. And they discovered in Texas that it was reacting with the natural geology and creating this new compound called halocarbons, and halocarbons can be a public health threat. Now, in the study that they did in Texas, they weren't at a level that was really of concern, but this just kind of illustrates the fact that we don't know a lot about fracking at this point, and so sometimes there can be unintended consequences, like, you know, for recycling water, it seems like a good idea, it seems like a positive, but it could create another concern. So regulators in Illinois are really going to have to pay attention to the science that's coming in from across the country so we have the best rules to make sure that we're doing as much good as we can and not maybe doing some harm by not knowing what's going on.
Is unsafe drinking water something being discussed at the Illinois State House in regards to fracking?
You know, it was at the time that the legislation passed. There was definitely talk about that concern. I think when we look across the country at fracking operations that have already existed, there have been some bad actors. There are some states that kind of went for it without a lot of regulation, and we've seen those instances of folks having methane in the water, the famous, you know, flammable faucet. But we've also seen states that have done fairly well in protecting their groundwater, but there are other concerns. Air pollution is one. There are scientists studying that in Texas as well and out west that there might be some air pollution concerns around fracking operations. So, you know, it seems like there are ways that it can be done well, and that the hope in Illinois is that this strict set of regulations will make us one of those states that's doing it as safely as possible.
So you come to the conclusion in your column, and as you've already mentioned, that this Texas study is an example of how this newer form of hydraulic fracturing is just too new for regulators to really know what the consequences could be, which makes drawing up rules kind of a shot in the dark. Is this something the average Illinois citizen should be concerned about?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and folks ask me, would you want to live next to a fracking operation whenever I talk about this? And what I usually say is, I grew up in East Central Illinois. There were oil operations near where I grew up as a kid, and I never really gave them a second thought. I do think that, you know, these energy operations can be a way of life in certain parts of Illinois if you've had coal or oil in your history. I think that local residents should be diligent in keeping track of, you know, what's going on in their area. There's going to be chemical disclosure with these wells. So, you know, keep an eye out on what chemicals are being used in your area so you're well informed. So if you know that maybe something isn't quite right, you can go to your doctor, you can go to your local officials, you can really blow the whistle if there is an issue. But, you know, it's a mixed bag. It's going to bring jobs, most likely, and some prosperity to areas that are really looking for that, in the same way that coal did once in Illinois. But folks know that there are a lot of dangers and health concerns associated with coal and oil and the other more conventional extraction methods that we're used to. This one's just maybe a little scarier for people because it's gotten a bad name in some other states, and it's pretty new.